टाइटल इज जिंदगी, जिंदगी नेमत है अगर मालिक पे कुर्बान हो गई। इश्क की मुश्किल बफैजे इश्क आसान हो गई, इश्क की ताकत से हर ताकत पशेमां हो गई। जिंदगी नेमत है गर मालिक पे कुर्बान हो गई, गैर पर लेकिन फिदा हो, गैर पर लेकिन फिदा होकर परेशान हो गई। जिंदगी नेमत है गर मालिक पे कुर्बान हो गई, उसने फानी पर फिदा होकर जो नादा हो गई, उसने फानी पर फिदा होकर जो नादा हो गई। जिंदगानी आह उसकी नंगे हैवान हो गई, इश्क की ताकत से हर ताकत पशेमां हो गई। कुदरते हक से हमारी खाक इंसान हो गई, कुदरते हक से हमारी खाक इंसान हो गई। दौलते ईमान से फिर दौलते ईमान से फिर लाले बदख्शां हो गई। जिंदगी नेमत है गर मालिक पे कुर्बान हो गई, उनके गम के फैज से उनके गम के फैज से हर वक्त शादा हो गई। जिंदगी फिक्रो अलम में कैसी खंदा हो गई, जिंदगी फिक्रो अलम में कैसी खंदा हो गई। खार हाए रंज हिजरा से जो कल रंजूर थी, खार हाए रंज हिजरा से जो कल रंजूर थी, मुर्शिदे कामिल के सदके मुर्शिदे कामिल के सदके गुलबदामा हो गई। खार हाए रंज हिजरा से जो कल रंजूर थी, मुर्शिदे कामिल के सदके गुलबदामा हो गई। क्यों न हो फिर जिंदगी उसकी परेशान दोस्तों, क्यों न हो फिर जिंदगी उसकी परेशान दोस्तों। जब वो नादा माइले जब वो नादा माइले जुल्फे परेशान हो गई, जब वो नादा माइले जुल्फे परेशान हो गई। जिक्र की तौफीक जिसको मिल गई शाम ओ सहर, जिक्र की तौफीक जिसको मिल गई शाम ओ सहर। फक्र में भी जिंदगी फक्र में भी जिंदगी बासाज़ो सामा हो गई, فقر میں بھی زندگی باساز و ساما ہو گئی. حضرت کا مقتا ہے, اہل دل سے درد دل, اہل دل سے درد دل, جس دل کو اے اختر ملا, اہل دل سے درد دل, جس دل کو اے اختر ملا, ایسے درویشوں کی ہستی, ایسے درویشوں کی ہستی, رشک سلطان ہو گئی, ایسے درویشوں کی ہستی, رشک سلطان ہو گئی. زندگی نعمت ہے گر مالک پہ قربان ہو گئی, عشق کی طاقت سے ہر طاقت پشیماں ہو گئی, قدرت حق سے ہماری خاک انسان ہو گئی, دولت ایمان سے پھر لال بدخشاں ہو گئی, مرشد کامل کے صدقے گل بداماں ہو گئی, عشق کی مشکل بفیض عشق آسان ہو گئی. زندگی نعمت ہے گر مالک پہ قربان ہو گئی.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. زندگی نعمت ہے. Our life is a great blessing, but on condition کر مالک پہ قربان ہو گئے. If we have sacrificed our life for Allah Ta'ala, then it is a great blessing. But if we used it for our own nafsani khaishat, our own desires, it's a burden on us. And life, like many people feel, very hard to live, very difficult, too much problems, etc. How many think of committing suicide? This is all because we did not fulfill the commands of Allah. You have a very, very valuable gadget you bought, some electronic device, but you don't use it according to the maker's instruction. That thing can kill you also. It can get you blinded. It can get you paralyzed also. So this body of ours, which is the most sophisticated, we don't use it according to the maker's instruction, then we have all these problems. Otherwise, life is a pleasure also. If we use it according to the maker's instruction, we sacrifice our desires, and that's the test Allah has put, that we sacrifice our desires and we use this body according to the maker's instruction. Then many of us, we think of the more detailed and the very deep and high things, but our namazes are still not in order. How many of us, namazes are becoming qaza, forget with jamaat also. Our habits at home, very bad habits, our swearing, all our bad habits, our anger. So the basic things first, we must just put that right. And usually we think of very deep and very high things, but and that blinds us, that Sufism of ours, that I'm a big Sufi, I think of very deep things, high things, and the basic Shariat we are not following. That comes first. Ishq-i-mushkil, bafayz-e-ishq, aasan ho gayi. All the difficulties of love have become easy by the barakat of love. In love, love is very painful also. A person when he's missing his beloved, how painful, isn't it? Your beloved is upset with you, how painful, isn't it? So with Allah Ta'ala also, that if when you have that love of Allah Ta'ala and you are not getting Allah Ta'ala, that is very, very painful for the aashiq. But by the barakat of love itself, that difficulty also will become easy. Ishq-e taqat se har taqat pashima hogi. By the power of love, all other forces are overwhelmed and overcome. This power is so strong, the power of love, that it overcomes everything. Power of love will make a person travel from one end of the world to the other. Power of love will make a person, how many ashiks, to stay awake the whole night. Power of love will make you stay hungry, keep roza the whole day. This is all the power of love. The power of love of Allah Ta'ala, you won't even glance from the side of your eyes to other women. And so powerful is the power of love. But that a person has to acquire. And this power of love, it will overcome all the hardships and difficulties of love also. Zindagi ni'mat hai, gar malik par qurbaan ho gayi. Life is a great blessing if we use it according to the maker's instruction. Ghair par lekin fida ho kar parishan ho gayi. But we generally, people are giving their lives for everyone besides Allah. For your own nafs, to please other people, to make people happy. You want praises from people, so you speak also, you do everything. How to impress them, how to get their praises, how to get their support. You're not doing for Allah, then parishani comes to you. Then you have great difficulties. And if you sacrifice all this for Allah, then inshallah, you will see that your life will become very easy and very enjoyable. There is nothing as enjoyable as love. And love, Allah is the creator of love. So if you get the love of Allah, there can't be greater enjoyment than that. Husne fani par fida hokar jo nada ho gayi. That person who was ignorant and stupid, and he gave his love for temporary beauty of this world. Just like in Hazrat's one poem, they tell the nightingale that don't be so overwhelmed with the beauty of the season of spring, and warn it that autumn is coming very soon. When the garden will be again bare, the leaves will have fallen down, etc. So just like that, the temporary beauty of this world, of woman, of everything, and the happiness is also temporary. Suddenly now she's so angry, and she's so upset now. So all these temporary things of this dunya, a person who has sacrificed and given it for this temporary beauty, zindagani ah, uski nange hayawan ho gayi. His life has become the envy of animals. The worst thing of animals. He has become not only like an animal, worse than the animal also. That person who gives his life for temporary beauty. Anything which is temporary, a person should understand is temporary. And you have an option for something which is temporary and something which is permanent. Why is that person who will opt for that which is permanent? In the Quran Sharif, many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares the life of this dunya, which is so temporary, with the life of the year after, which is eternal. So in quantity also, this life of dunya is not even one speck compared to the everlasting life of the akhirat. If you want to divide 2 into 4, you get half. But if you have to divide 2 into infinite, you can't get anything. Akhirat is forever and ever. Whether you have 60 years of your life here, you have 100 years. But compared to akhirat, which is forever, you can't even work out a fraction. You can't even work out a percentage. So a wise person won't opt for that which is so temporary, for which there isn't even a fraction. Not even a percentage, not point, not 100 knots, and then 1, nothing, not even that. So, but how foolish is a person, he opts for this and not for that. Then as far as quality is concerned, this world has got nothing in quality also. The reason why Allah has given us all the things, our food, the woman, beautiful sceneries, mansions, is just to, otherwise how should we know what will the fruit of Jannah be? And how would somebody explain to us? How would Allah explain to us what is it to be compared? But all this is not even artificial like fruit. The fruit of this dunya is not even artificial. The gold of this dunya is not even artificial. The woman is not even artificial. Not even a picture compared to the akhirah. So that is the real life. So that is what a person must, a wise person will go for that. And if a person, which the hadith says, وَيَجْمَعُ لَهُ لَهَا مَنْ لَا أَقْلَ لَهُ. A person lives for this dunya who has got no brains. A person who has got the least bit of brains, he will prefer akhirat at any time. And not only prefer, he will work for akhirat. So in that we must analyze my 24 hours, how much of my time is for akhirat and how much of my time is for dunya. My 1 week, how much of my week is for dunya and how much of my week is for akhirat. My 1 month, my 1 year, and see, I'm today 50 years old, I'm today 60 years old. How much of my time have I given for akhirat and how much, and now still presently also. How much of my time am I giving for akhirat? How much of my time am I giving for dunya? And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, all the Anbiya, they gave their whole lives for deen. The Sahaba, they also gave all preference to akhirat. And till today, there are so many places where the people, for example, from off the coast of Mombasa, there is an island where they only open shop at about 10 o'clock and close 3 o'clock. And the rest of the time they're in the masjid making tilawat. Today this is happening. So they have understood akhirat is the object. And dunya, that also just as a service to the people for their needs, they open shop from 10 to 3. And the people just go and buy their necessities. But their niyat is, their life is for akhirat. We today, who regard ourselves as pious, we are still pakke dunyadar. We are just living, and just we taking out little time for deen, so now we are deendar. But our object is dunya. Everything, the house of the dunya, the car of dunya, the enjoyments of dunya, business of dunya, all dunya. And little bit we take out time for faras namaz. And that also rush we make it. How many of us, last minute, we're making our namazes also. And then just rushing through it also, which in the hadith has been, the similitude has been given of the namaz of a munafiq. They're like a cock that pecks on the ground for its food, up and down, up and down, up and down. Like that, that's it, that is, those are called dindar today. So how far aren't we from reality? And shaitan gives us dhoka. If we're going to do that, then how will dunya carry on? Like we even say, if our children don't get university degrees, etc., then they're going to be left out. Other people will be in government posts. Other people will be in big companies posts. We're going to get left out. The truth is that if we do what we are supposed to do, Allah will give us dunya without earning and working for dunya. But we haven't got that yaqeen also. We doubt it. It can't be. How can it be? But we see all the Anbiya, all the Sahaba, and then till today, for example, the Marakis of Nizamuddin, Raiwi, and all these places, no income, and how many people are eating and staying there? Free they stay there. And the service they are being done, the bayans, which you won't get in any five-star hotel or any hotel, what you get there. The Darul Ulooms of India and Pakistan, Bangladesh, 15,000 students, 12,000 students, 3 meals a day. They they get their clothing, they get edredowns, godra, lihafs for winter. Everything they are provided with, their bedding, their textbooks, their kitabs, everything, free of charge. So, and they got no income, no factories, no anything. And they are running. And when the collectors come, we all got all our nakhra, all our objections that it's like this and he's not a genuine, he's a fraud. In spite of that, it's running. Everything is running. So if we sacrifice ourselves for deen today, Allah Ta'ala won't, ma qadarullah haqqa qadri. Allah says, people heaven appreciated Allah as Allah is to be appreciated. That you give your life for Allah, and Allah will let you die, destroy you. A snake, a scorpion, Allah feeds also. And you're going to do deen's work, Allah is going to destroy you. Allah will never destroy you. But we haven't got that yaqeen. We feel till we don't spend 8, 10 hours, and that is physically. Mentally, almost 24 hours we are in our dunya. Emotionally, almost 24 hours we are in dunya. Physically, 8, 10 hours. And our deen analyze how much time we give for fajr, zuhar, asr, whatever other tilawat, zikr we are doing, collect it and see how much it comes to. And for our dunya, how much are we doing? So that person who gives his life for this dunya, Allah Ta'ala says his life is worse than that of an animal's life also. Qudrat-e haq se, today we haven't understood what life also is. We have accepted this life which is worse than the life of an animal. We accept that. And with what? With things which are outside us. I got a mansion. I got a beautiful car. That's not your value. That is you're just a passerby. You came today and you walk in from the front door, you're going to walk out at the back door. Whether it takes you 60 years to walk out, but that's all what you're doing. You're walking in and walking out. It's not yours. And now you're so proud it's mine. A person that has got value are qualities which are inside him. What that his value is, not with things which are outside. In that house, there is a mouse also. And a mouse can also be proud, this house belongs to me. And the house doesn't have to work also, no water and lights it has to pay, no maintenance. And it eats the best way, it goes and look. And when everyone is sleeping, it goes and look for its food, and it eats the best food also. So that is not your fly, you cook all the food and prepare, and it comes and eat the best, just takes and goes away. So the fly will boast that, these people here, we have changed roles today. Today, the fly, we cook for the fly, we cook for the mouse. And we give them free boarding and lodging, the whole house, everything there. And they got the house there, they got the food there, everything. And we think we're so great, but we're working for the flies and for the mice. And we still think that we are so great. So this is when the head, when we're doing the wrong effort, then the head also turns like that, upside down. Well, we have a PhD, PhDs, Pera wa Dimagh. Head which is screwed on, head that is screwed the wrong way on. That is our condition. If a person's head is like this, he's facing this side, but the face is the other side. And that is really what our condition is. And yet we are so happy that we have achieved something. We haven't known what life is. Life was the life of the Anbiya, of the Sahaba. What life they had. And life is of Jannat, where there will be no working whatsoever. And what enjoyment. And Allah gives that life in this dunya if you make Jannat your object. If you have made dunya your object, Allah doesn't give you that life. Qudrat-e haq se hamari khaak insaan ho gaye. By the power and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, this sand of ours, which was sand and mud, water, but it became insaan. Insaan, ashraful makhlukat. The sand became, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. We created man in the most beautiful form. And when man appreciates himself, then وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Then we have given great honor to Bani Adam. And when we don't look after ourselves, ثُمَّ رَدَدَنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. This person physically also becomes أَسْفَلُ السَّافِلِينَ, and spiritually also. When you don't observe the laws of Allah, you become أَسْفَلُ السَّافِلِينَ. Dawlat-e iman se phir laal-e badakhsha ho gaye. By the great blessing of iman and the reality of iman, laal-e badakhsha is a place in Afghanistan. And the jewels of this place, the laal, the jewels of badakhsha are exceptionally valuable. Now, by the treasure of iman, you have become those precious jewels of badakhsha. The exceptionally precious jewels of the world by the dawlat and the treasure of iman. But that is not just la ilaha illallah, which is an empty capsule, but la ilaha illallah, which is a full capsule. So much so that we're discussing something. For example, wedding going to take place in the house, and we're discussing, we'll invite so many people, we'll order this, we'll get tents from there, we'll hire this hall, we'll get this cook, we'll get caterers. Nowhere, inshallah. So in other words, we are doing it ourselves. So that is an empty capsule of la ilaha. It's belying it. We are going somewhere, we're coming to majlis. We'll leave this time, and we'll pick up somebody on the way this time, and we'll do this, we'll return this way. No trust on Allah, that if Allah will take us, we will do it. And we use the word we. And I will see to this, I will see to that. You don't worry about that, I will take care of that. So we have become mini gods of ourselves, that we taking control. So much of shirk in our talks, which we don't realize. We are attributing it to ourselves. Nowhere, if Allah wishes, make dua, it must happen. Allah can only open the way. Allah can do it. No thought of Allah. And those are the good pious people, who are regular namazis. This is the condition of our iman. So not that iman is being spoken, that iman where you trust in Allah Ta'ala. Unke gham ke fayz se har waqt shadaan ho gaye. And by the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala, by the pain of the love of Allah, they are extremely happy all the time. The joy is overflowing by the pain of love. That pain of love of Allah Ta'ala, if a person, a boy loves a girl, he's engaged, he's going to get married to her, and he's trying to phone her, she's not answering, he's just going on voicemail, and whatever. Now he's hurting. Then somebody tell him, if that is the case, just forget her. He'll kill you. You telling me to forget her? You're suffering. You can't get through to her. She's not answering your call. Just forget about her completely. You'll want to kill that person. This is that love of Allah. The more you seem to be estranged from Allah, the greater that love. And the greater that enjoyment with Allah Ta'ala. And that person who has got it, somebody tell him, just leave all this, your tahajjud and your rozas and your kurtas, we go nightclub, there you enjoy. We go to the casino, we'll go to the wild coast, we'll do this, we'll do that. You want to kill that person. What enjoyment you are getting here. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali was pacing the room up and down whole night in the worry of the ummah. So his wife asked, what's troubling you? What is it? He said, if I tell you, then there'll be two people pacing the room up and down. So this love of Allah is very contagious also. And it gets on to the next person also. And that is what we have to try and develop, that we have that love of Allah Ta'ala. And there is no greater enjoyment. To understand that also, on the beach of Mumbai, Chowpatty is one famous beach of Bombay. And there they sell chevro in that newspaper cone type thing. And in those days, 1 rupee. Now it must be much more, of course. And nice and strong also. So a person buys that 1 packet of chevro, he's eating it. Then he starts tearing also. Water from his nose also. And he feels as though tears are coming out from his ears also. He feels like that. And the sweating also. When he finishes it, somebody says he suffered somehow, he managed to finish it, he must be thankful. He goes and buy another one again. Somebody says, what's wrong with you? You suffered so much to finish this one, and you went and buy another one. He says, what? You know what inside the enjoyment you get. Those people who like their marchu in the food, like our Mir Sahib, the Ahmed Barakah to whom, you tell them to leave it out, you mad or something. And when they're eating it, how it burns you. But what enjoyment for those who get that enjoyment. So the love of Allah, if a person has been blessed with. Nobody can imagine what. Outwardly, this man is suffering. His trouser is not in order. His topi is also not in order. Clothes are also not right. Nothing. It's not this dunya of his. It's just like that. But what enjoyment he's getting. Those who have got that contact and reality and met Allah Ta'ala. Zindagi fikr o alam mein. Kaise khanda ho gayi. Their lives in fikr, worry, and alam, pain. How sweet hasn't their lives become. In this worry, I don't know how I'm going to die. So now more they are crying to Allah. More they are begging of Allah. What my qabr will be. What will be the day of qiyamah. In this pain and worry of this, their lives have become more sweet also. Now they are staying away from guna. more they are engaging in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Khar hai ranj, hijra se jo kal ranjur thi. Khar, thorns. Hai, plural. Lot of thorns. Ranj hijra, and the sorrow of being separated, jo kal ranjur thi. This type of life, yesterday, this person was living a life of suffering. With all this, murshid-e kamil ke sadqe, gul-e badama ho gaye. And because now Allah guided him to a murshid-e kamil, and he changed him, he became gul-e badama. The very, very choice and precious rose he became. A person who was suffering like that, yesterday, today he became so great. When now the murshid-e kamil, and Allahu Akbar, what Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahim, what a great man, what understanding Allah blessed him with. He said that our habits that we have got, that cannot be changed. In the hadith it comes, if somebody tells you a mountain has moved from its place, believe that. But you see here somebody's habit has changed, don't believe that. Habits cannot change. Then what is it that we have to do? There are two things. One is, which our Buzurgan Edeen say, that your habits are there. You've got anger in you. You cannot change that anger. But now, don't make izala. Don't try and take out the anger. Make imala. Change the direction. A person was getting angry because of his own personal things, because of his dunya's things. People not listening to him in the house. What I say, nobody listens. I will almost listen to me, what I say. He was getting angry for that. Now he'll get angry when people break the laws of Allah. Change that direction. Though for the wrong the people are doing, breaking the laws of Allah, it's gone in that way. So, or you had love of dunya. Love is a quality which is in a person. But now he's got love of dunya. All you have to do is change it to love of akhirat. So that is that habit, that quality will remain, but change the direction. The other Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that anger is there. Now what you want to do on that anger? You want to hit the person, you becoming vulgar, you becoming rude, etc. That you must control. But that quality of anger won't go away. A mountain can change from its place, but that won't go. But you can control it. Which the Quran says, Kadhimin al-ghayd. Ghayd is anger. Kadhim, like a leather bottle you have. And when you tighten it properly, so the water mustn't come out. So the anger mustn't come out. Wrong anger. In the wrong places, control it. That is what you have to do. So qualities will be there, they will remain. You don't have to ever make effort to take out any quality. Use it in the right way. Your car is filled with petrol. You don't want to make guna. Don't take out the petrol now. You can't use your car. Use your car to go in the masjid, to go masjid. Use your car to transport jamaats, buzurgs, etc. For good causes, use your car. You don't have to puncture your wheels or anything. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful answer. Mahatanvi, one person wrote to Hadrat that I bought a firearm. Now I'm feeling I'm a big man. I got a firearm. I've got power with me now. So must I get rid of my firearm? Maulana said, you got the tool of zina also with you. And in the fear of committing zina, you don't have to cut off your tool. But you just control yourself. So that firearm, you don't have to throw it away or get rid of it. You learn to control yourself. That is all. So such great people Allah has given us. And it's with such example and such a way, whole big problem, they just solve it. Kyun na ho phir zindagi uski parishan dosto. Why won't that person's life be full of parishan? Yeah, Allah, Hazrat is using the word parishan. Pari, and this word parishan come from par. And par, fairy. When you get involved with the fairies of this dunya, in the name of these fairies, what you thinking is enjoyment and pleasure. The very start of the name has got parishan. You're going to be parishan. Jab wo nada maile zulfe parishan ho gaye. When that stupid person became inclined to the locks and the curls of that parishan. So if you go to parishan, you must become parishan. You go to pari, fairy, But in her very first part of her name is Parishan. She's a Pari. She's fully Parishani. If you go to Parishani, how can you get Rahat? You have to get Parishani. And this is for a person who will not only show that I'm enjoying, but he brings it in his life. And he doesn't even ever look at them, has nothing to do with them, no thoughts about them. That person will benefit. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to speak on Jannat. And then he used to say, when you're enjoying so much of hearing Jannat, when you will taste Jannat, what will it be? When you'll be in Jannat, what will it be? So when we're just hearing these words and we are getting enjoyment, when the reality will come. Zikr ki tawfiq jisko mil gayi sham o sahar. That person who got the tawfiq of zikr morning and evening. We haven't got tawfiq of fajr and isha also still. Our namaz is becoming qaza. Like that we're showing ourselves big buzurgs, everything. Our namazes, our jamaat namaz for no reason, becoming qaza. Then where are we talking about zikr? First get sharia. Get your structure. You haven't put up your foundations. You haven't put your beams and your structure. And you're bringing tiles already. And they are busy there with all the scaffolding and to put all the concrete. And the cranes are coming and bringing concrete. You came in, bring your carpets there. And you're opening your carpets. See what carpets I got. You first get your things in order. Our basics we're not getting in order. And we're singing about it all the time, but just no change. Complaints are coming over and over. Our basics not coming, and we're talking of big, big things. First get our structure, Shariat, in order. Then think about something else. Fakar mein bhi zindagi baasaz aur saama hoge. And in poverty also, your life has become with all the amenities. You don't need anything. Allah Ta'ala, the system of Allah Ta'ala, that when you turn to Him, three quarter or even more of those things which you term today as your absolute necessities, they fall off your list. They are no more there. So you haven't got that. So 75%, 80%, 90%, now your necessity, when you turn to Allah and you see Akhirah, all now achars are out of your life, for example. Samosas in Ramzan are out of your life, for example. Just the basics you get enjoy. And in that, Allah gives you grace. And then, that is one. The other thing is when you turn to Allah, Allah turns the world and the people of the world to make your khidmat. Now you don't have to make achars anymore. Bottles and bottles of achars will come for you. You will have to start giving out. You don't have to make papar and papri anymore. It will come so much you'll have to give out. So you turn to Allah and then see that how your life Allah Ta'ala will make it. Ehle dil se dard dil jis dil ko e akhtar mila. Ehle dil se, those people who have got hearts, that means not the biological heart, the heart filled with the love of Allah. From those hearts, dil jis dil ko, the heart that got connected with that heart, oh akhtar. Hazrat explains, if there is a electrical short and somebody went and catch it and the current went through him, you went and pull him away, current will come in you also. So in the same way, those who got the current of the love of Allah, you just hold them and your current, that current will come in you also. And this is such, there was one buzurg, we met Maulana Usman Kadua now, and he explained this, that in one buzurg's time, there was a kafan chur, nabash, person who steals kafan. Like today, no more kafan they steal, but still they steal coffins. Not kafan, but coffins they steal. And the same people who supply the coffin go and steal it. And the same people who bury that person in that coffin, they take it out and sell it to somebody else again. So anyway, so this buzurg told that person, see, when I die, please, you don't come and steal my kafan. Repeatedly he told him. So then just before the buzurg passed away, he still hid down. He gave him the amount of money, how much a kafan will cost. Yes, the money in advance I'm giving you. But please, you don't come and steal my kafan. Buzurg passed away. Now his hand started itching. One day, 2 days, that's his hobby. And like that, many of us, we don't need money. And we know we don't, but hobby. We can't sit still. A woman, food is ready, but when her fingers itch to cook, she has to cook. She can't do without cooking. She has to cook. So his fingers started itching and he went after second, third day. The buzur caught his hand. When he wanted to steal his kafan, he caught his hand. Somebody saw him in a dream that he's in Jannat. He said, how come you kafan chore, you went and steal the kafan and your buzurg, your sheikh's kafan, and you in Jannat now? He said, when he caught my hand, where he is, I'm there. He's in Jannat, I'm in Jannat. He caught my hand, I'm there with him. So this Hazrat says, that person who gets an electric shock, you just catch him, the shock will come in you. So the Ahle Dil, those people who have got the love of, you just attach your heart to them. And not physically, you don't have to lay in embrace with them and physically, but you just mentally, psychologically, you attach your heart with them. And then see that it will flow into you also. And for that electric shock when you get, you want to pull away, but that shock pulls you more in. You can't go away. So like that buzur caught his hand, he wanted to pull it away. He can't, it's caught. So just like that, what the Ahle Dil, the Allah Wala, the genuine Allah Wala, just make our connection with them. And then where they will be, we will be also there. And even if we want to pull away, it will pull us more towards them. Aise durvesho ki hasti, rash ke sultan ho gaye. And then these people who may connected themselves with such Allah Wala, aise durvesho, darvesh, buzurg, Allah Wala, ki hasti, their lives, Rashke Sultan became the envy of the kings. The kings envy such a life. If I could have such a life like this, one great king who was in his palace, he saw a faqir, a poor person, come on the footpath outside his palace. He had a big amama fastened. He opened his amama. Inside his amama, he had two naans, roti, those thick, thick ones. And then this carton, like mass, that carton, water. He ate that two rotis dry, drank the water, made a pillow of that amama, and he just, before he went, he doesn't know whether his head touched the pillow first, or whether he fell asleep first. And with all the traffic and the cars hooting and noise, people walking past him, almost trampling him also, but he's snoring. The king said, if I can have 1 minute sleep like him, I'm prepared to give my palace. So people who become like that, whom Allah blesses with that enjoyment of the heart, the kings envy such people. That what lives these people have got. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. Let it not only be words that are spoken and words that are heard, though these are also very valuable, but Allah, may He bless us out of His kindness with these realities, inshallah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا. وقال تعالى: حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. صدق الله المولان العظيم. In this ayat karima, Allah Ta'ala, he said, حافظوا على الصلوات. حافظوا, like you say, حافظ. And a real حافظ who knows his Quran, not only Ramzani حافظ, but all the time. Somebody tells you, look after this. That you don't only look after it and you go away to eat, to go and sleep, and then you can just come in. You look after it. So like that, look after your namaz. Hafidhu ala salawat. The outside of your namaz is correct. The inside of your namaz is correct. The reality of namaz is there. Ala salawat, all your namazes. And particularly hafidhu ala salawat wa salatil wusta, the middle namaz. The middle namaz, some mufassirin say is fajr, some say it is asr. Whichever namaz, but particularly that namaz. And waqumu lillahi qanitin. And from your namaz, in your namaz also, and from your namaz, learn to stand for Allah in humility and humbleness. So that is what we must achieve. In the other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, inna salata kanat ala almu'mineena kitaban mawquta. Namaz are fixed times. Allah has fixed in His book the times of namaz. So we should be very particular about the times of namaz also. MashaAllah, those who are imams, they are forced. They have to be there. They can't go and make fajr namaz in ishraq time. They have to be there at fajr time. But those who are not imams, we dilly-dally, procrastinate. And women who don't make namaz with jamaat, they are given that latitude. Any latitude is not to be abused. So they don't have to come for jamaat, but they making namaz at home, and they many times dally with their namazes. Fajr gets made in ishraq time. Zuhr gets made in asr time. Asr in maghrib time. Maghrib in isha. And isha, when the husband is waiting for them, then they now be making long, long namazes. That is the time they have their full khushu, khudu, tawadu, and they are making. And yet the poor husband is waiting and waiting and waiting. So that should not be the case. Namazes must be on the time also. So namaz is a great, great gift which Allah Ta'ala has given us. All other ahkam of Allah, even iman, Jibreel alayhi salam came with the command, Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu, aminu. Bring iman. All, everything about iman, the effort for iman, knowledge. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, and Allahu Akbar. From here, the very beginning of wahi, when Jibreel alayhi salam came, the first wahi, iqra, read. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma nabi qari, I'm not a qari, I cannot read. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam embraced Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and pressed him so hard, that same that electric shock, which Allah Ta'ala had put in Jibreel alayhi salam, and this was transferred in the sohbat company. MashaAllah, Maulana Zaid explained this very nice in Word Bank, and this is the importance of sohbat. That see, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says that you were yateen. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَعَاوَى وَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى. You didn't know all these realities. And it wasn't, the whole Quran was the outward detail, but that one embrace of Jibreel alayhi salam. And not once, second time he embraced him. Third time him. So by the sohbat, this whole. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a qari, that till today no qari like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole Quran Sharif, 30 suparas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, and not only read them then, but explained them. And not only explained them verbally, literally, but physically also. And not only in his era, till today. People give their lives for the knowledge and the ulum of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this was in that one embrace. What was put in. So every command of iman, whole Quran came in this world. One command, Allah Ta'ala called Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to him. You are doing business with your suppliers in China, Hong Kong. They're supplying, but something special, they say, you come here now. This was the most special thing. And Allah Ta'ala's, and what the occasion of Mi'raj, which is associated with this month of Rajab, that Jibreel alayhi salam came, took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sleeping in the house of Hani, and then took him to the Kaaba Sharif, took out his heart, the first heart operation that was done, and washed with zamzam. The whole heart was taken out, washed with zamzam, and the heart also, one doctor explains, a cardiologist, that when they operate on the heart, they take it out, and they keep it. But even when it is outside, the heart in Arabic is known as qalb. And qalb means qalib, qalb. It changes, it's moving, it's turning. The heart never sits still. Even when it's out of the body, all the time it's moving, it's moving, it's moving. That's how a heart changes also. And if we go for bad company, the heart gets colored in that bad company very quickly. And if you go for good company, sibghatullah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ الصِّبْغَ. Who can tie that heart and put it in the right? Then a person's heart goes in the right condition. So anyway, after this, then to Baytul Muqaddas very shortly, and there Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made imamat of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wa salam, which showed the great honor of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam at the back, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam at the back, is our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great-grandfather, our great-grandfather, Adam alayhi salam at the back, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam at the back, our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is making Mi'raj. And then the seven heavens taking permission everywhere from the doorkeeper, passing through and going right to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam says, if I go to the extent of one hair, how much is a hair? One millimeter? How much, if I go so much in front, I will be brought down to ashes. There our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then meets with Allah Ta'ala. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. And in our namaz, we should make this muraqabah also. As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. It's not a hadith, but it's a reality and a fact that every namaz is your mi'raj. But our namazes, we are making mi'raj where? What and what don't we think in our namaz? And that is why istighfar at the end of namaz. That in my namaz, just the design on the carpet, on the musalla, my mind went into that. Figuring it out, making it this or making it that. In my namaz, I'm paying one small, I'm arguing with a customer over a small thing. What then what? Whereas this namaz was mi'rajul mu'min. It was given there by Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala, this namaz was so beloved, Allah gave it 50 times a day make namaz. If we have to analyze it, every namaz with wuzu, istinja, etc. will take us about half an hour. So 50 namaz should have taken us 25 hours. With a little bit, just fitting it in, 24 hours we should have been in namaz. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I had experience with my people. They won't manage it. Allah made it less all the time till it came to 5. Then also, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, 5 also your ummah won't manage. When asked for, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, it has been brought 5 down all the time. I'm afraid that this 5 and I'll come back with 0. So Allah gave this namaz. Also think that this namaz, Allah called Nabi Ali salatu wasalam to him to give this gift of namaz. And then again, it is given by Allah, brought to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And from Nabi Ali salatu wasalam's time till today, it has been brought to us by great, great fuqaha, by great, great muhaddithin, great, great ulama, great, great sufis, who have the reality of namaz, it has been brought to such a gift. And what is our appreciation? How much do we appreciate this gift? How much do we make qadr? Last minute we rush, and the imam, if he just has to read Friday, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, then it's a problem for us also. That this imam, doesn't he know? He's got no shop to go to. We have got shops to go to. We have got meetings to attend. And the imam making so long dua, making so long namaz, we haven't got the qadr. What a great gift Allah Ta'ala is. Namaz is a great gift. Such a great gift that Allah Ta'ala, and see the great honor Allah has given to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that his deen in the four corners of the world is alive. Azans are taking place throughout the world, and every second there is an azan taking place. We will be just now making Zuhr, somewhere they are making Asr, somewhere they are making Maghrib, somewhere Isha, somewhere Fajr. Time difference, every moment there is an azan carrying on in the world. And every azan, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma, is da'wati tamma, the complete da'wat, every azan. So Allah Ta'ala has made it for this namaz, that you don't make it at home, don't make it on the streets, don't make it in your shops, come to my houses. And I'm appointing, the system is from Allah Ta'ala, muazzin for every imam. In the days of before, the muazzin would climb up the minara and go high up, so his voice reaches all around. And many masjids, alhamdulillah, we had that opportunity also, Masjid al-Nabawi, the old masjid which wasn't so big, all four corners, there was a muazzin. The main muazzin in the middle, in the masjid, and after he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then the four muazzins, that was also something, people must be still having it on cassette, on tapes, and what enjoyment, and to be present there, and those azans. So many big masjids from every minara, and in our time, the mic system, with the loud mics. So Allah made it that He's giving invitation. Come. And then what a complete invitation. Not just little ambiguous that yesterday we had some visitors. The supper was at the bottom. Poor brothers didn't know. Whole time they set you on top. They didn't come for the da'wah. They didn't know. But Allah gave His da'wah complete. First, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Four times. The four directions, the greatest in the whole world, all four directions, is Allah Ta'ala. News is north, east, west, south. That is what is news, the news of the world. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala, throughout the world, east, west, north. The major elements in the world are four: sand, water, air, fire. Today, chemistry has made it much more, every element they've broken it up more and more. And even more they're working. Like for example, one time they said cholesterol, it causes blockage. Now they found cholesterol is not just one thing, but it is a whole chemist. How many things are in that cholesterol? So many things are in there. So like that, the four major elements, Allah is greater than them. In other words, whatever this world is made up, what all the elements and which control the world, Allah is more greater. Allah is the greatest of everything. And to understand that greatness of Allah, the uniqueness and the oneness of Allah, which is the cornerstone of Iman and Islam, Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And this reality, we hear it five times a day. How much we repeat it, I don't know. But at least Allah made it that the unplugs on our ears. That sound does reach us. But how much has this reality of Tawheed come into us? And it will come if we respond to the Adhan. We don't respond. And this is another very, very great weakness which is in us. That respect of Adhan and answering Adhan is almost totally gone out of us. It can be any gathering. Of Maulanas, of Sufis, of Tablighis, Azan carrying on, and we carrying on with our thing. One time, one person came from Mauritius for Etikaf. He spent 10 days. After that, I asked him, how did you find, what did you make of? So he said he benefited very greatly, he enjoyed it very much. But he said, one thing I see, Azan, no respect for Azan. Azan is given, and one bidati went to Markaz Nizamuddin. He spent time, they also asked him, he said, I benefited a lot in Jamaat work, but I see no respect of Azan. And this has been referred to as a sign of hypocrisy. That Azan is taking place, and we carrying on talking. Like no care for Azan. And Azan is Allah's call. Allah is calling you. And we don't show any respect. And we don't reply to Azan. If we do reply, perhaps at the beginning when he says Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and at the end when he says again Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. In between, left out. We're carrying on with our talks, etc. There was a jalsa, Quran, khatam jalsa in one madrasa, one of our smaller madrasas, and at the end of it, it was now like now, this time, Zohar going to start. So Allah reward the MC, he said that Azan will delay Azan for 5-7 minutes. And in that 5-7 minutes, people have come from different places you like to meet, talk, how are you, how's the weather? The same old story, everyone know how's the weather. But you're asking one another, how's the weather, how's this, how's that, etc. But when Azan takes place, please keep quiet. Respect Azan and give jawab of Azan. That doesn't take place today. Today, good deeny gatherings. And when the time of Azan, and we also, and it's such a way, we were on our safar now, and one place we had to make Asr namaz, and the ladies were in the room just adjoining. I felt like asking them that, who's listening? Everyone is talking. Nobody is listening. That is woman normally. Eh? If they say that if you want to spread some secret in the world, just make a telephone and tell a woman. Just tell a woman, and just make a telephone, and that secret will go in the whole world. So they just talk. Today that quality has come in us. Especially, and I don't know why, Azan time, then we have to talk. Other time we can be quiet, but Azan time we're just talking. Nobody is listening. All that talk. It's a very serious matter. And one of the prescriptions which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written for guaranteed maut on Iman is to give jawab of Azan. And then it comes in the hadith, ثُمَّ صَلُّ عَلَيَّ. After the Azan, now read Durood Sharif on me. Like the Muaddin, when he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, he doesn't say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we reply, actually we are also not supposed to say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thumma, in Arabic language, means littaraqi, delayed action. Now your Durood, you wanted to read there, now read it, when the Adhan is complete. And then make dua of shafa'at for me. And the dua of after Adhan, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. Read that dua. And then, حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِ. And حَلَّتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِ, the muhaddithin have written, أي وَجَبَتْ لَهُ شَفَاعَتِ. My intercession has become wajib for that person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only intercede for a mu'min. For non-believers, he won't intercede. Which means you will die on iman. Because you read that dua, and now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for you. But we are so unmindful of this. Generally, no attention is given. And today, how many, the ringtone on the phone is Azan also? You're sitting in the toilet, Azan is carrying on. You can't answer the phone, and Azan, like with disrespect, it's carrying on. You carry on blabbering, I'm doing my work. I got no interest in you. How serious it is, but we don't pay any attention. And these basic things we don't correct. And good people, principles of Darul Ulum's phone, ringing, musical tone, the ringing tone. All this we have to consider these things and correct these basic things. So anyway, Adhan Allah has given. Then Allah made it our masjids free of charge. In the churches, the people who give the biggest donation get the front seats. They sit in the front seat. And in the synagogue also, those who pay more, they get, yeah, you build the masjid. But you can't reserve your place. If you want your place right in front, you can't ask somebody else to put a topi or a rumal, hanky, and reserve your... If you were there and you had to go for some necessity, you can reserve your place. But somebody else can't reserve your place for you. You build the masjid. You did everything, but no reservation. The poorest person comes and he gets the place. And so much so, perhaps ingrained in us, which is not a masala, but it is ingrained, that person, that place is kept for the muazzin, for the bangi. And perhaps in all communities, he's the poorest man. Allah gave him that honor. The greatest place, that he's just the muazzin, but he gets that place. And reserved for him also. And many places you go and sit there, they fight with you. That there is a muazzin's place. How can you sit bangi sahab's place? You can't sit there. How Allah worked it. So anyway, so yeah, Allah free, everyone can come. And when you are, Allah is calling us for namaz, Four times Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's Rasul. He is the last and final Rasul. And only in his lifestyle and pattern is our success also. Then Allah says, come to namaz twice, Allah announces. Then come for, and your namaz you will come with that, with the greatness of Allah, tawheed of Allah, risalat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You came for namaz, now you are coming to success. And falah means every type of success. But at that time, success is in this business transaction I'm doing now. Success is in this customer of mine. Success is in this phone call of mine. Those people, Allahu Akbar, they were such great buzurgs. One who was a haddad, who was a blacksmith. And when he used to pick up his hammer, and his iron is red hot, and there's the time now to bring the hammer down and shape it, hit it in its place. But when he heard adhan, he puts his hammer one side. The call of Allah has come. Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, what great work she did. When she was presented by Allah Ta'ala, Malaika were just turning pages. She said, all so great things I did, Nehr-e-Zubaydah, the canal I built for water for the people of Makkah. What and what? But they just like nothing, like this is just passing, just passing. When they came to a place where one day she was thirsty, and she asked her khadima, her attendant, give me water to drink. She put it to her lips, Muazzin started, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. She put the glass down. Answered Azan. After Azan made the dua, then she drank. On that Allah made a maghfirat. And today we have got no respect for Azan. We don't answer the Azan. And how many of us, even physically, we don't answer? Perhaps the group which we are sitting in now, many of us, we come for namaz. But how many people hear Azan and they don't even come for namaz? And we also come for namaz only with our qalib, our body. Our qalb, we leave still in the business. We leave the heart in the house. Fajr time we come and we tell the bed, don't get cold. I'm here back just now. You don't have to look after my car. I'm back now. While the bed is hot still, I'll be back again. So we should respect the adhan. Then again at the end, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. So then we should come and Allah is calling us for various aspects. One is how much Allah has given us. He wants to give us even more. Like for example, a grandfather or father, he wants to distribute his inheritance in his lifetime. One son is in Canada, one is in Australia, one is in England. He tells them all, you must come. And if you don't come, I'll deprive you also, he'll say. Though it's not right for him, but I'll deprive you. You must come. So he's calling them, why? To give them. How much he has already given them. He brought them up, he gave them shops, he gave them cars, he gave them the education, everything. But now he wants to give more. So every namaz, Allah is calling us to give us more. And this namaz, Allahu Akbar, what an ibadat. The ibadat of all the malaika. There are certain malaika who are only engaged in zikr of Allah. Some of them only engaged in ruku. Some only in sajda, whole life only sajda. Allah, what all their ibadat was, what they were doing, Allah gave it to us in two rakats of namaz. Allah gave us this namaz, which is the ibadat of all His creation. For example, the trees, they are all the time in qiyam. They are in qiyam in front of Allah Ta'ala. The animals, they are in ruku, the four-legged animals. They are in ruku all the time for Allah Ta'ala. The animals that are on the ground, snakes, etc., worms, they are all the time in sajda. Mountains are all the time in a sitting position. And the birds, they are chirping, they are making zikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time. The ibadat of Allah's all other creation, Allah gave to this ummah in two rakats of namaz. In our namaz, we are standing, we are making ruku, we are making sajda, we are reading Quran Sharif, Kalamullah, we are reading tasbih, we are making dua. What a compilation of ibadats Allah Ta'ala gave us. Allah gave us so that we come here and take more from Allah. But our iman is so weak. I see I'm getting more in my shop. The masjid, I won't get anything. One time, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu went out in the marketplace of Medina and to announce that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's inheritance is being distributed in the masjid. All ran there. They found people making ta'lim. They say, we didn't say anything. He said, that is the inheritance. But a person of iman, his criteria is different. Like non-Muslims, how many of us, our criteria is of non-Muslims? A Muslim's criteria, the legacy, al-ulama warathatul anbiya. The ulama, they take from the inheritance of the anbiya. And lam yuwarithu dinaru wala dinaran. They don't give money. What is it? Knowledge, which is their legacy. So Allah is giving us here in the, but we see it in our shops. We see it in our businesses. We don't see that being distributed in the masjid. Fortunate is that person that when namaz time comes, Allahu Akbar in Jannah, when Allah Ta'ala will present himself, and all the kamal of Allah people will see, and the jamal, the beauty of Allah, and the nawal of Allah, what Allah gives also every moment. Like at this moment we are sitting, billions of ni'mats we are enjoying which we don't know. In every split second, we need our eyes to be in order. Allah is keeping them. Our brains to be in order. Our heart, our hands, leg, little scratching. And again we scratch and again. What's wrong here? Now you go and check up. They say, is it something major or what? What is this? Why I'm scratching so much? Why it's itching me so much? So many things. We are sitting, many of us today, with cell phones. A message can come. Allah protect us all. This happened at home. The son met up with Allah protect us all. What and what? How lot afiyat Allah. Our houses, we go home, everything is again as it was. Our business, billions of things, Allah is looking. If you ever think that the government is making some infrastructure, we are deceived totally. They themselves can't do anything for themselves. Where are they going to do for the country? It is Allah, wahdahu la sharik, who is looking after every, the ants also, the elephants also, the human beings also, jinnat also, everyone. What is the qudrat of Allah? How great is not Allah Ta'ala? So this namaz in one sense is also, we are renewing our contract with Allah, that you are our Rabb. And we humble ourselves, we make ruku, we make sajda, that we are nothing. But whole life we are making ruku, but till today we didn't make our heart make ruku to Allah, that the heart submits to Allah Ta'ala. Whole life we are making sajda, we put our head on the ground. We got holy marks also, but till today we couldn't put our brains down in front of Allah. That I am nothing, you are everything. Still I'm thinking, I'm doing everything. I'm running my business. I know the know-how. I know how to get people around. I know how to twist their arms and how to get things done. That I'm somebody. Ruku we are making, ruku on ruku, but we haven't put our brains down. So this namaz is to call us for all these realities, to renew this contract of La ilaha illallah, that Allah, you are the one and only. Everything is in your hands. You are the sole doer. Allah is giving us more and more with every namaz that we make. He's calling us to give us more. And that you stay away from your businesses and you come here. And this is where you're going to get everything. So, and then this namaz, this contract with Allah that we are renewing, and Allah is giving us more, and Allah's rahmat. One time, Haji Ahmed Nahuda, Damat Barakatum, maybe still in the country or he's left back for Medina Sharif, his wife saw a dream that whenever he comes from the majlis of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mala Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he brings a plate of food for her. So he asked Hazrat the interpretation. Hazrat said, it's quite clear the interpretation. What you come and collect here, all the barakat and warat, you are taking it home again. And that is a true, genuine husband. That what you learned here, what you heard here, you go and say it there. Hey, how many of us go and refresh? If we go, even if our wives were here also, but make muzakara again. It helps tremendously. And if they did not come, go and tell them, today we heard this, we heard that, we heard that. But we only pick and choose that which was in our favor. That Maulana said, that you must never ask forgiveness from your wives. That is in our favor. So, no, I can't do that. How can I ask you? Manana said, but all the other things he said, no, that is out of the mind. That we never heard also. And we pick and choose everything. So a person who goes and make it muzakara again, then that person will. So when we come to the masjid, then Allah's rahmat comes down on Kaaba Sharif. Every namaz time. And from there it's distributed to all the daughters of Kaaba, all the other masajid. And who come to the masjid get their share. And when you get your share, and that is from Allah Ta'ala, you're getting your share. Then after this, the adab is, don't waste your time this side, that side. Go straight home, take that rahmat home. Go straight to your business, take that rahmat. But what we do, and especially when more, see, shaitan also is such an enemy. That in one time, one Shia told Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that only Sunnis become Qadianis. No Shia ever became a Qadiani. They remain firm on their Shiism. Sunnis become Qadian. Mufti Sahib was always ready with his answers. So Mufti Sahib told him, Shaitan, you think he's such a stupid fool that he goes and steals where there is nothing. Shia's got no Iman. And Shaitan steals the bigger, most valuable commodity of Iman. Crooks of today go and steal paper. What is this paper? And we also got so much attachment to that paper. Different color papers like small children, small size and big size papers. Our attachment, just like small paper, they got their coloring things and they paste and that. We are still the same. We have no difference whatsoever. Shaitan knows what to steal. He steals Iman. And you know, Shia's got no Iman. What must he go and waste his time there? You know, Sunnis got Iman. So Mufti Sahib told him, that is why he comes to the Sunnis. So in Ramzan, when we get the biggest treasure from Allah Ta'ala, commonly you will find, if there's kitab reading, some program, many people won't sit, it's late. 20 rakats tarawih, we have to get up for seri, and we have to go home. But when they go outside, they go and join the PPC, Pavement Panchayat Club. And that is for us to join the pavement. And only one thing you qualify to enter, join with the PPC. You must have agarbatti. And then you go and you start. You take out your agarbatti. This imam read like this. That imam made so many mistakes. That one took so much longer. And shaitan, like when the police also warn people. When come September, October, remember, crooks also going to be more active now. And they're also going to steal because more business is being made. So they're going to steal, though they only steal colored paper they steal. But shaitan steals your amal of Ramzan. Shaitan steals your iman finally. He comes and in Ramzan he's got his agents also. And we enjoy with the PPC. How many people? Bayan takes place 1 hour, too long bayan. Go home, our friends tell us. Now they put a film on, 1.5 hour. After that, another film. Then 3 hours, one Maulana whole night on pause. Maulana, Allah make us maaf. And then whole day sleep, now fighting with the family, children making a noise. They have to get up now. They have to start going to school, etc. What is our condition? In which direction? And yet, just the outside form, we are happy. That I'll bluff the malaika also, I'll bluff Allah, I'm going straight Jannat. Because I got beard, I got topi, I got kurta. So I can bluff everyone. Yeah, in this dunya we say, don't try and bluff anyone. You'll get caught out. But there, we think we'll bluff our way through there also. So this namaz, bring this reality of namaz. And then again this namaz is not only the outward form. One other aspect of namaz, when we start with namaz, then surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Like a soldier, when he's caught now, he can't do anything, he surrenders. He throws his weapon down, I surrender. So we are surrendering to Allah Ta'ala. But the weapon, we're keeping it in the heart still. Now, surrender totally. That person who learns to surrender to Allah, his namaz will become namaz. Otherwise, if we didn't start our namaz, we didn't surrender. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Dulyawi, who was in Turkisha, whenever he should go to his Shaykh's Majlis, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he should bath, take clean clothes, and wear clean clothes, put itar, that is when a person makes. And the main thing is you empty your heart out. A person, your glass is full, and you come and sit in the majlis of your sheikh, what must he put in there? The glass is full already. If you empty your heart with your preconceived ideas and your way of thinking, but many of us, nobody can change me. For whatever reason, we just come, but we don't want to change. And nobody can change. And what more is the sheikh going to tell me? He's going to say, you must make namaz. So when we got that attitude from before, he's going to say, don't look at woman. Don't show anger on your wife. That's all he's going to say, nothing more. So your glass is full already. What more are you going to fill in there? Eh? But a person who comes with an empty, who empties his glass, he will get. And he will benefit. A person who talks too much, Allah gave us one tongue and two ears. So that we learn the lesson, you talk less, you listen more. A baby, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, that a baby doesn't talk when it's born, but it's listening from the beginning. That's why you must give azan and takbir. Listening it's doing. It listens, listens, listens. And then when it starts talking, if it was in a house where they were talking Arabic, automatically, it didn't study grammar, didn't study the language, it talked, and it talks correct Arabic. In a house where they were talking English, now it starts talking English and correct. In a house where they were talking Gujarati and cute Gujarati. Everyone is amazed at how the little boy is talking. The little child, how is Gujarati? How is English? That is when they were listening. If we come to listen, then we will get. And this ear, if you turn your head this way, you'll see it's a proper funnel. Allah has made it. With a big part on top. And then the narrow part at the bottom which is going inside. Allah made it and it's a fantastic creation of Allah. How Allah has made this funnel. So if we listen and the things going into our brains and going to our heart, then we will change. But if it is full already, how are you going to change? So when we make namaz, also when we lift our hands, throw the whole dunya behind you. Your shop behind me, my house behind me, I've surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. And now, you fasten your hands. And also remember, Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very particular about this. Many of us, when we stand up for namaz, especially the people in the first saf, now they're making the saf straight, or the iqama starts takbir, and we fasten our hands like this. You only permitted to fasten your hands for Allah Ta'ala, and in namaz. Not for your father, not for your ustad, not for your shaykh. This is a form of the utmost respect. So this is exclusive only for Allah. Before namaz, don't fold your arms in that. Even in a haphazard way, but don't fold your arms. In front of anyone, many people while they're making bayan, in the bayan should make them loosen their hands. That you don't fast, you can't show this respect to the public like this. This is exclusive only for Allah. So you are standing in front of Allah with that greatest of respect. And what inside Allah has filled it with namah, with the readings, but just the postures. Then you have come now to the stage, if your namaz is namaz, if you had realized what azan, Allah is the greatest, and you took out all the dirt from your heart, you made wudu also, and you came purified, and you came to the house of Allah. Now the greatness of Allah is how much in you already. Then you are forced to bow down to Allah. When you are so great, your favors, I'm getting pressed in your ni'mats, O Allah. What ni'mats of yours, what favors. You gave me understanding of deen. You gave me connection with you, O Allah. You gave me the greatest gift of salah, O Allah. Now you are pressed with it. By force, so to say, you are going in ruku now. Then you're saying, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Pure is Allah. Who is, yeah, Rabbi, my Rabb. Azim, the greatest, my Rabb. Personal connection Allah gave you. In Surah Fatiha, Ihdinas Sirat, show all of us, not only me, but all of us show us the straight path. There it was plural, but here it is singular. Now you have built your personal relationship with Allah. That is if we have made it. Otherwise we don't even know what we read. We hardly know we made ruku. Sometimes we go to the extent we start making two rukus, one sajda also. So much we are unmindful of our namaz. Eh? But if we make our namaz, a namaz. And then that ruku we have bowed down. Then Allah Ta'ala says, come up now. And then سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Allah has heard the person who has praised Him. رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. All praises only due to for you. Now you are more overwhelmed and overtaken, and you are pressed with Allah's ni'mats even more, that you go straight down into sajda. Gee, I was mentioning in Jannah, when you see the kamal and the jamal and the nawal of Allah, people will ask permission, oh Allah, I want to make sajda to you. When you so great, when you'll see, Allah will say, no sajda, see, namaz maaf. That was in dunya. And this will be for those people who made namaz in dunya. And those who made namaz, which is called namaz, not some exercise, not an artificial flower, not a picture, but the reality of namaz, they will see the greatness of Allah. And then they will be exempt there. No more. No namaz now. Now it's only enjoyment and pleasure. So make our namaz. This is the month of Rajab, where this great gift of namaz was given to us. Then you go and make your sajda. Subhana. Again, oh Allah. You, whoever it is, whether it's your wife, whether it's the greatest buzurg, is a human being. He has got, besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, we all got our weaknesses. We have all got our Allah subhan. Not a single weakness, not even old age comes on Allah. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, old age comes on them, death comes on them. Allah, no death also on Allah ta'ala. That even Isa alayhi salam living so long, but finally he will die in this dunya. And but Allah, forever. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And Allah will remain. And Allah not only is remaining, is an old state, weak now, is in unconscious, in a coma. No, ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Allah is with His full jalal and with His full ikram all the time. Hey, now you are making sajda for such a being. And if you get connected with Him, He will make you like that. If we connect ourselves with Allah, Allah will make you, give you these qualities. Then you get up, and the time in between the two sajdas, you envisage, this is my time of dunya, how long? One time, Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was making bayan in Bombay. So before that, the people told Qari Sahib, there is a big city, people are very busy, they got no time, and Qari Sahib's bayan's 2.5-3 hours. So yeah, if you make your bayan short, Qari Sahib didn't speak anything. When he started his bayan, he asked, who's 100 years old in this gathering? No one. Who's 90? No one. 80, hardly. 70, a few. 60, a bit more. So he says, when we stopped giving more time for Allah, Allah stopped our time in dunya also. When people had lot of time for Allah, they had long lifespans also. Now they haven't got time for Allah, now they got short lifespans also. And there is only one alternative if you don't want to go through old age, the sickness of old age, pains, aches, etc. And what is that one alternative? Die young. Then you don't have to worry of old age and all the sickness. You just die young and you don't have to worry of the old age. But anyway, old people all, so we may give our time short for Allah. So Allah made our, and this time of dunya is just that short time we have got between the two sajdas. And from the sajda it is as though Allah is saying, when you get, pick up your head, minha khalaqnakum. From this we have created you. You go back to the second sajda, wafiha nu'idukum. We will return you to the sand. And from that, wafiha wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. Another time on the day of qiyamah, we will raise you from this Allah's qudrat. All the time realize the qudrat and the life of akhirat. When you sit for a tahiyyat, you are blessed with mi'raj. Now you be in mi'raj and read to Allah, attahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. All types of praises due to Allah. Monetary, physically, verbal, all praises only due to Allah. When you have done that and you made your namaz a namaz, your two rakats, nafil namaz also, Allah will say, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. How Allah said to His nabi, peace be upon you. You have pleased me. You have made your connection with me. And also at the same time think, through the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have been blessed with this great mi'raj which Allah has given me. And then also have this quality of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. That this great salamity of Allah is not only from me, for me, all of us. Take the whole ummah with you. Take the whole of mankind with you. Make dua for jinnat also. Think of everyone. Have your heart big as your Nabi's heart. That not now. And remember, when a person is the most closest with his beloved, he doesn't think of anyone else. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the most closest with Allah, where Jibreel alayhi salam also couldn't come, but he thought of his whole ummah also. And the malaika got so happy on this, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And then you read Durood Sharif again, and now when you are sitting in your lap, your shopping basket, when you have on the internet, you have bought this, what is in your shopping, look in your shopping basket, is namaz land in my basket, or is my basket still empty, payment didn't go through. And my basket is still empty. Check up now in when you are sitting in a tahiyat position, that in my shopping basket, did the namaz come in? Did what I purchased, has it come in or not? And that this is all in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thank Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Durood Sharifa. And at the end, nobody can do justice to namaz. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman. And who read it with reality. And he said, I'm ashamed. And that is one of the objects of Islah and Tasawwuf and becoming Ba'at, that a person learns to admit his faults. When people are not and they try and cover up, make excuses all the time, you don't come right. When you admit, our Shaykh should become so angry when we are sitting on the Dasturkhan and the glass falls, jug falls. Hazrat asks, what happened? Then you say the glass fell. Hazrat say, it fell on its own. Why don't you say, I dropped it? You were clumsy. You didn't handle it properly, but you won't take responsibility. Till we don't take responsibility for our wrong, we can't go front. Till a person is in a state of denial, he doesn't benefit. Many of us, we make mistakes, but our pride does not, I made a mistake, make me. At the end we say, now it's all covered up, all my mistakes you must make me mark. And that is now that you don't even know which mistake you're referring to. You just cover it up, you wrapped it up all in a nice wrapper. Gift wrapper, and now you just gave, made asmo. Now, at that time, I made a mistake. And Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, how Hazrat should tell Mirsab, stand up and say that I'm a donkey, I'm stupid, I made this mistake. Then your Islah gets done. But today, who can you tell that? To stand up and say. And also, one time Allah gave me tawfiq, I told Mirsab that Hazrat makes you the target, but he's telling us. Then he say, those who understand got everything. How many of us, we have been told, we think others have been told. We don't take it for ourselves, so how are we going to benefit? And mashallah, there are those brothers, it's not said for them, but they take the whole bayan. Today the whole bayan was for me. They benefit. And others just came and said, just tamasha. Entertainment, we just came, we present and we go. We don't take notice of anything. But that person who takes, so at the end of namaz, the sincere tawbah, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathir, I've done a very, very great wrong to myself, that I didn't do my namaz as it was supposed to be done. And then you make salam to the farishtas again. Then see what great benefits will come of our namaz. Is a great gift, it's not a small thing. First, see about our qaza namazes. That how many qaza namazes we got, we're not making. Now we're making tahajjud, we're making awwabin. But our qaza is the most important. You're owing somebody 100,000 rand and you give him stock sweets. Every month you give him 5 stock sweets. How angry won't he become? We're presenting nafil and we're owing faraz. Faraz is the main thing, firstly to that. Especially our woman folk, men also. How many rozas are qaza? Every month, women's rozas have to become qaza, few rozas. They don't make it. Procrastination will afterwards. We just 1 month now. Give me a chance now. After a month, after 2 months. And 10 years, rozas have piled up of most of our women. We don't think of making. Yeah, Shaban roza, nafil they will keep. Rajab roza they will keep. But the faraz roza, that which is faraz. This is, and till we don't clear, you can buy goods from your merchant, from your supplier. You haven't paid him 3 months. He tells you till you don't pay no more goods for you. But we still want to go. We're taking more goods. And Allah Ta'ala has declared, I will give for everyone. But clear your account with Allah. Then see what you will get from Allah Ta'ala. So our namazes, Then be regular with our namazes, with jamaat namaz. And then work towards concentration and devotion of namaz. And make that namaz a direct link and contact with Allah. Two rakats of namaz, if Allah blesses one of us, will change the surface of the world. But we just customary, we carrying on with our namaz. We never ever think of improving our namaz. Our financial status we want to improve. Worried of our health, it must improve. My sugar is high, it's not coming down. My weight is high, it's not coming. What can I do? Ask this one. But our namaz, just anyway, haphazard, just carry on. This is the things that we have to worry about. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma ij'alni muqimi salah. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbu wa tarda. Oh Allah, bless us with the great treasure of salah. Oh Allah, make our salat a salat and a namaz in essence, oh Allah. Not only an outward form. Let the outward form also be present regularly 5 times, oh Allah. And together with that, give the reality of namaz also. Oh Allah, we are beggars of yours. Oh Allah, we have got nothing which we can do. We are begging of you, oh Allah. And who have hope in you, you do not make them hopeless, oh Allah. You fulfill their hopes, oh Allah. Who begs of you, you have declared you accept their duas. We are begging, oh Allah, there are so many pious people in this gathering. There are so many small, innocent children in this gathering, oh Allah. Oh Allah, in their sadqah and in their barakah, oh Allah, accept our duas. Oh Allah, bless us with this great quality of namaz. Let us bring namaz alive in us and an effort in our homes and communities and in the whole world, oh Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillah.